Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'll tell you why the globalists are scared. PrisonPlanet.com on the big web rating services is routinely as big or bigger than RushLimbaugh.com. I mean, there's Rush with 600-something radio stations, every day plugging himself, every day pushing everything, every day talking about his site. And he's been on the air for 15 years or whatever and had a website for 10 or longer. And he is now, one of my sites is as big as his. Some days his is bigger, some days mine is bigger. I mean, overall, his site right now is a little bit bigger on average with visitors than PrisonPlanet.com. But I have, five sites, three of them that are huge. So you have to understand that network together dwarfs. That's why they're scared. I'm not tooting my horn. There are hundreds of big sites like mine that are telling the truth about the New World Order, exposing 9/11. That's why they're panicking. So last hour, we got into MySpace, now it's censoring, and now Rupert Murdoch admits that the old media is dead, and they've got to take over the new media. It's not going to happen. You may fool a bunch of trendy Wendy's into being part of your system, Rupert. You may be able to buy up cool things like MySpace, but it'll get polluted. People will leave you. You're not going to get away with it. Or you can back off and leave the censorship alone, let this be a free country again, and then you can own it and make money off of it. That's fine. But we're going to take calls this hour, get into a bunch of other news on 9/11, on Iraq, on Paul Craig Roberts. Dr. Roberts joins us in 30 minutes. Right now, let's take your calls. Kevin in North Carolina, then Leslie and others. Go ahead, Kevin. You're on the air.
Yeah, Mr. Jones, just wanted to thank you for letting me be on today. Kind of something off the subject, I just wanted to tell a friend of mine, Henry, that got me turned on to your show and knew to what was going on. I don't want to go back not knowing. I would rather know, even though it is frightening. We're going to fight, but I'd rather know than go around like I was not knowing what was going on. But my son's ADD, and through your show and some of the professionals that you have on, I took him off the drugs and got my son back. He was literally like a zombie. And I would just urge parents to take him off, get him off the drugs. I'm sorry, I'm kind of emotional about it.
Well, your son doesn't have ADD. Your son is a mammal. I mean, sir, I'm sure you've had a puppy. Does it run around chewing on everything, biting, snapping, rolling around, acting crazy?
Yes, sir.
That's what young mammals do. It's what seals do. It's what calves do. It's what colts do. It's what lambs do. It's what we do. It's what monkeys do. And they've taken normal behavior. And of course, what your son needed in school was discipline to be run around the baseball field till he threw up. Instead, they tried to jack him up on drugs.
Right.
And now you've gotten him off, and you say you've gotten him back.
Yes. I mean, he was literally, he would be in his room. You'd go by his room when he was on the psychotropic drugs, which by the time of the end, they had him on four different drugs. The last two were psychotic drugs that they give to not bipolar, but schizophrenic.
Yeah, sir, it's always the same. You have a hyper kid, they put them on drugs, they get screwed up, they put them on more drugs.
I mean, it took a lot of work. You know, it just took patience. You actually have to work with your child and instead of letting somebody else worry with it. You know, it does take some work of parents that don't
now,
want to.
Now, did you take the medical advice the doctors have given on this broadcast and
yes,
take you slowly off?
Yes, sir. I actually consulted with another physician that's near my town here that works in some.
I want to hear this story. Stay there. I've been running over you, Kevin. I want people to hear this. This is important because this is the story we hear every day. And again, the drug companies, they're drug pushers. They want people to take more drugs or less. They give you drugs that make you go crazy. And their own documents say it. They knew it when they got it approved, Prozac in 82. They knew this. That's how evil they are. Again, the illegal drug war. Are there more drugs today or are there less? There's more drugs on the streets today. The drug war's bigger, more of us in prison. Is Iraq better or worse? Iraq's worse. Do the globalists want it to be worse? Yes, they make more money staying there. See, it's just common sense, supply and demand, free market. Who stands to gain? Key Bono. 1-800-259-9231. I want you to recap your story and tell us more when we get back, Kevin, and we'll talk to Leslie and others.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
For stations that just joined us, we've got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming up in about 25 minutes. Then we have some of the Iraqi mothers coming on who are traveling the U.S. exposing what really happened over there and is happening. In the third hour, we're going to go back to Kevin and Leslie and Leo and others here in just a minute. Toll-free number to join us today on this Wednesday edition, 1-800-259-9231. Before I go back to Kevin, who I want people to be able to hear, during the last segment he talked about getting his son off the government drugs and then how he suddenly got his son back. We're going to tell that story, let him tell that story, because that makes this broadcast really worth it, and it just feels good to know that we're helping people come out of this bondage. But before I do that, I'm very happy to announce that our Citizen Rulebook Initiative has really been popular. Every order, every DVD order, every VHS order, every T-shirt order, every bumper sticker order, you order anything from Infowars.com in the secure online shopping cart, or anything you order from the toll-free line, or any mail-in order you send us. For any InfoWarfare 2 tool we sell, you get one of these little 64-page color citizen rule books free, and it has the Bill of Rights, jury handbook, the fireworks are in the document itself, read the Constitution. And it starts out with the table of contents, jury duty, you're above the law, jury rights, law of the land, Ten Commandments, Communist Manifesto, give up your rights, jury tampering. It just explains how this country really works versus other systems, how juries and grand juries really work, how the jury is an emergency steam valve against tyranny. Then it's got a bunch of the famous papers and quotes. Patrick Henry, shocked, jury appears, freedom for William Penn, Jefferson's warning. Section 3 is the original document. So most of the book is just famous quotes and how our form of government is supposed to operate. And then it's got the Index of Documents, Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, Bill of Rights. We are selling these at cost. We are selling these at cost. You can buy 100 of them, 50 of them, 25 of them, 10 of them. We sell them in 10 increments, and 10 and up, and it's just a great deal. You can get 100 of these for $75. 100 of these for $75. Give them to everybody. They are so powerful. Or just get the $10 10 special. Or order a DVD, Martial Law, or Road to Tyranny, or Order of Death. Order any of the great films we produce or other films or books we carry. Go peruse the Safe Secure Shopping Cart and order some of these today while you're at it. Because the globalists are afraid of you learning what America's really supposed to be about. How many cops out there listening right now have sworn an oath to this? You're not bad people, but you violate it every day because you don't know what's in it. Jack McClam's told that story many times, police and military against the New World Order. How an old man back in the, I guess it was the early 80s, stood up and when he was cop of the year giving a speech and said, "What about the Constitution, sonny?" And how that really embarrassed Jack because the old man was asking him, "What's this amendment? What's that amendment?" And he didn't know. And then when he went and read it, he found out he was wrong. So get a copy of this at InfoWars.com today or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, at 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay, let's go back to Kevin in North Carolina. Kevin, tell listeners the story in greater detail that you started to tell in the last minute of the last segment. You're listening to the show. Your son's on what drugs? What happened? How he got on them? And then now what happened that you took him off of them?
Well, the main drug they put him on, once he went to kindergarten, he got in first grade, went through first grade, got into second grade. Partly my fault because I worked third shifts and my wife, dealt with a lot of it that was going on with the schools, which is my fault for not being there a lot of the times that they went. I didn't know anything yet about the show or anything that's going on, and, went along with medical, what they suggested to put him on. They put him on Wellbutrin. There was, by the time the next year, he was on another drug. Another 6 months, the teacher's standing, still having problems. He was on four different drugs.
Yeah, if he's acting up, at a certain point, why not just chop his head off with a guillotine?
Right. Well, that's the way they go. That's the way it goes. And my child would literally, by the time the end of it, he was on so much, I'd come by his room, and he'd just be sitting there just staring into space.
Now, was that around the time you found the broadcast?
Yes, sir. About the same time.
Because the next thing is electroshock. I have a Newsday article where they electroshock 100,000 children a year nationwide, and they'll take healthy, happy kids, hop them up on drugs, and by the time they're done with it, the kids are dying. But go ahead.
Well, you could just look in his eyes. There was nothing there. He would just, I'd say, "What's wrong?" He'd start crying. And I'd say, "What's wrong?" And he'd say, "I don't know what to do." And I'd say, "Well, you finished your homework?" "Yes, I finished my homework." "Well, let's play something." "What do you want to play?" "I don't know. I don't know what to do." He would literally, "I don't know what to do."
Gosh, they're so evil. And they got mindless teachers and mindless doctors because the media says it's good. They do it. Well, Hitler's media said, blowing women's heads off was good. It doesn't mean it's good.
No, sir, it's not good. And it does, it takes work. Like you say, you can't just, for people to listen to have children, they tell them this. You can't just stop giving it to them like you said. The only thing I pray to God is I hope I haven't messed him up by having him on it for as long, the years he was on it.
The people I've talked to, people can rebound amazingly, especially with the help of God. But the experts I've talked to in my own experiences, you got people acting up. They need attention, they need discipline, and they need to be taken on 10-mile hikes. And you start marching people around, they're gonna get in gear real quick. Number one, endorphins are gonna flow, natural drugs that we are supposed to have that God gave us, and that's gonna fix it. For people that have got teenagers or elementary school students that are that are throwing fits. You just need to just drag them on a 10-mile hike, and that'll get their attitude adjusted real fast.
Yeah, get them busy. Because, see, before then he didn't play sports. Now he plays baseball. He wrestles.
No, no, exactly. I'm all for athleticism. People get confused and go, Alex, you don't like sports. No, I don't like spending $5,000 to go to a football game when the country's going to hell in a handbasket. I think it's great to have your children in as many sports as possible.
All right. Well, I hate for anybody to come up and ask me, you know, did you see the game yesterday? Or, you know, and I'm worried about what we worry about, you know, the 15%
of our children plus already on these, sir, and they're dying and having heart attacks. Did you know that on the inserts of the amphetamine Ritalins and then on the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, it admits heart attacks, stunning of growth, toxic problems, liver failure? I mean, just physical stuff, not just mental. I mean, these things are deadly poison. They're made out of chlorine molecules.
Well, it's like the lady that you had on, it was last week. I believe, I can't remember now, I'm bad with names, but she was talking about they were going to have to put, some kind of label on the boxes or sales, some type of, like the cigarettes are bad for you.
Yeah, Gwen Olson.
Right, right.
Yeah, her niece was top of her class, getting out of high school, all these scholarships, got in a car wreck, put her on the opiates, put her on one of the codeines. And then she got depressed when they took her off of it. That's a normal response when you've been taking a heroin type drug, an OxyContin type drug, and they take you off of it. And so they hopped her up on drugs. She went crazy on them, and then poured basically gasoline on herself and burned herself up.
Yeah, well, I want to thank you because I know you don't like a lot of praise, and just because of the proud person that you are, but you do help people.
It's just that I don't deserve praise, sir. I know that there are kids dying every day from this. I know that it's designed to make your kid go crazy so they can put them on more drugs. I wouldn't expect, listen, I saved a woman who was choking. We were at Lametta Line about three and a half years ago. My wife, I, my son, and he was pretty, you know, near a newborn then, and we're there in the restaurant eating, and this woman starts choking. And I'm not kidding. I've been in the bathroom. I walked out, and everyone's standing around for like 30 seconds while she's choking, turning blue, about to pass out on the table. And I had to actually fight my way through them going, no, 911, wait for the ambulance. They were so sheepish that they didn't know you were supposed to perform the Heimlich maneuver. I mean, about 30 people. I had to shove them aside. I had to take command in the commander voice, get back. Move out of the way. And then people argued with me. I said, I'm in control. Out of the way. I had to talk to him like a cop talks to idiots on the side of the road, you know, in an accident. And I had to get him out of the way. And I had to go in there. And the woman coughed up a big old wad of bread. She would have died. The ambulance couldn't have got there in closer than 10 minutes. They had rockets on the back. I mean, and I'm not even a special person. Americans 30 years ago would have immediately done the Heimlich. We've turned into cattle, brother. So I don't deserve thanks. It was, oh, you're so good. Oh, you're so great after I saved the woman. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do.
Yes, sir. Well, like I say, is that my friend Henry and his father, they've listened to you for a long time, and he turned me on. If I can just tell people, you know, that's out there, get the books, get Tex Mars' book, get Colonel Craig's Robert, you know, listen to these people because they know what they're talking about. You back everything that you do up. Martial Law is one of the best films I've seen. The Road to Tyranny. I mean, it's just, and, you know, I make copies. The police is what, you know, like you say, you need to really focus on because they're going to be losing their jobs. Here in North Carolina, all DOT way stations are all privatized now.
They have Guyne Court taking over sheriff's departments.
Right. Gaston County, which is near here, Charlotte, North Carolina, they're announcing all over the radio for the last couple of weeks. I mean, the TV, they show they have the drone planes now.
What did the school say after you got your son off these drugs and he got better?
Well, they wanted to set up a meeting with the school psychologist after we had got him off for a while because he went into the next year, and the teacher said, you know, he was having some problems paying attention. And so
that's because your curriculum's boring. You stick real teachers in there and give them real curriculum, they're not going to be bored.
But I got a pretty funny story about it. I had to take him to the doctor for a stomach ache, but I went to the school and got him that day. It happened to be on the same day we're supposed to meet with the psychologist. His stomach was throwing up real bad. And they come back and ask if they put him on anything. And I said, yeah, they give him some Finnegan when I brought him back the next day.
Stay there. I'll let you finish real quick when we get back, and we'll go to Leslie.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a...
Folks, this is how it normally happens. You let your 5 or 6-year-old eat a bunch of Twinkies and drink Coca-Colas filled with enough caffeine to hop up a horse for a horse race. Then they bounce off the walls even more than they normally would. They're inside playing video games and watching TV all day instead of playing outside 8 hours a day like we did. Or even more like our parents did. And then the school comes in and puts them on deadly psychotropic drugs or amphetamine drugs that just burn out their little brains. And yeah, it does settle them down. The speed really burns their brains out. Causes massive heart attacks, heart palpitations, heart expansions, heart shrinkage. So just for those medical reasons, you shouldn't take it. And what does Bush do? He passes a new freedom trying to force people to take it. And we know, you slowly get them off these drugs, they're a lot better. People always get worse on these drugs. They just don't know they're worse because they're addicted. Real fast, because I want to go to Leslie and others. I'm sorry to keep you on so long. You bring up a good point. I'm glad your son got better after you got him off the stuff and you got him in sports now. But and then I asked, what did the school try to keep him on them? Because they get money for that. Kevin, go ahead and finish up.
Well, they started suggesting stuff. They, you know, they could put him, they could try him on this. They could put him on Ritalin that he never was on. You know, and I point blank told him I'm not putting him on anything. And it's just the teachers. You know, I mean, I know teachers have a hard job. But a lot of times, it's literally they want them zombified. But here's a kind of a funny story about it.
Look! They took the paddles out of the schools and put Ritalin in.
Right. Took discipline out that you used to have to listen. Well, in school, you used to, when we went to school, the men had suits on. You know, the ladies looked like ladies. The teachers looked like, you know, ladies. They dressed like ladies. And now you have. You know, I've seen some teachers that look like they should be in a nightclub instead of teaching children.
Well, the biggest thing is that we're a social creature, similar to a dog in our behavior socially. We do what we see the alpha males and females do, and the alphas, the leaders in our community, are the idiots on sitcoms. Take all the Fox TV shows where it degrades the family. People think smarting off and being an idiot's cool. Your kids watch that and go repeat it, but in the real world, they don't get success with that.
Well, right. It's like you will turn the TV off, take them and throw them out in the yard, teach them to read a book or play, like you say.
Well, listen, it's good news and good testimony, Kevin.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you. People, buy the videos. Buy Martial Law if you haven't seen it. Give it to people. Let them keep it. Buy another one.
Thanks for the support, Kevin. God bless you. And it really makes me feel good to know that you got your son back, getting him off of the drugs that are designed to basically kill him. Leslie in Virginia. You've been holding patiently. Go ahead. You're on the air.
That was a heartwarming story by Kevin. No doubt about it. We need to restore individual responsibility and accountability. I'm just calling to update you on Senate Bill 1313 on the Property Rights Protection Act. Are you familiar with that?
Yes. I've read it. In my opinion, it doesn't really strengthen it enough. I mean, it's already there. And then.
Yeah, I agree. And as you probably know, the House voted 376-38.
It's like the torture bill. You think the torture bill outlaws torture. It was already illegal. It actually semi-legalizes torture. See, and they'll claim this property rights bill really supports property rights, but really it waters it down a little bit while rebuking the full-out claim of the Supreme Court that no one owns anything.
Correct. Now, the worst, I called my senators, Allen and Warner in Virginia about this, and I called, Specter. And as you know, Specter is chair of the judiciary, but he's been sitting on this since September. And, I lacked my, concern and my disappointment, to bring this issue for a vote at least. So I just wanted to get to, if your listeners can call and read Senate Bill 1313 and call Specter's office. And so we can get something rolling. Because, as you know, the people in Louisiana are suffering right now. They're going after a church in California, saying they don't pay taxes. And the whole thing, as you know, was.
I've had the head of Western Seafood on, Mr. Gore, who makes $45 million profit a year. It's a big company. And they're just saying, we're taking your land and we ain't paying for it. Because the heir of Mobil wants it, and that's down in Freeport, Texas. So, I mean, it's just everywhere.
It's out of control. You take property rights away, and, you know, we're right there with China.
Well, listen, it's $1,000 a day fines in Texas if you don't do premises registration, and if you take your horse off your property, they're trying. It's got what Florida already has, this law, the equine passport law, where you can't even take your horse off your property. It's satellite tracked off the cell towers. I mean, that's Fort Worth Star-Telegram. That isn't Alex Jones making that claim. I mean, this isn't freedom. We don't own private property. Our kids got to take drugs. We got to have chips in all our animals and got to register our land with the government and have satellites tracking it and having specters on it. I mean, it's all just a bunch of crooks trying to destroy the free market. They're monopoly men. That's what the New World Order is. It's a monopoly of tyranny, a monopoly of terror.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. We've been honored to have him on with us routinely. He writes for a lot of big news sites, written for some of the biggest publications in the country. And he's Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. He was number two at the Department of Treasury under Ronald Reagan, one of the fathers of Reaganomics. Written two new articles, Was Serbia a Practice Run for Iraq? And another, Why Did Bush Destroy Iraq? Both those, we have links to those articles he's written at Infowars.com. But they're playing tonight. Do you have that clip of Cruiserweight, John? I just want to roll a little bit of this, about a minute or so of it. Cruiserweight are just big fans of the broadcast, and I'm big fans of them. I won't be able to be there tonight, but I'm plugging it here. Yeah, they're going to be at Red Rum Annex Stage Wednesday night, March 15th, and they're playing at around midnight. Big South by Southwest going on right now. They got a lot of talent. And, again, that's going to be at Red Rum down off 4th Street in downtown Austin. Here's Cruiserweight from what's the name of this song? Threat of a Threat. Here it is.
You can't lift people up when you're standing on their toes.
liquid doesn't make it water. We all know your nice house doesn't make you clean. Just because it's liquid doesn't make it water. You push your weight around, but have you paid your dues? There's a threat.
Pro-freedom, anti-New World Order music. And I got their new album. They just got back from Japan playing to pack houses. They, of course, live here in Austin. And I was really excited a couple years ago when I learned from the Dixie Chicks producer that they woke up to 9/11 from my film The Road to Tyranny, and that's when they shot their mouth off about Lord Bush. So we are having an effect here, but you more than anybody, the listeners, who are out there waking people up. So that's Cruiserweight tonight, Red Rum, downtown Austin. Dr. Paul Greg Roberts, thanks for holding during a few minutes of that. We'll play that whole song the next hour, folks. Dr. Roberts, I'm just always stunned by your analysis and your on-target attacks on what's happening currently. And thank you for spending about 25 minutes with us today.
Well, you're welcome, Alex. Nice to talk to you again.
I want to go through these two articles you've written. Was Serbia a practice run for Iraq? And the other, why did Bush destroy Iraq? Which one do you want to comment on first?
You go ahead. You're the host.
Well, Serbia. A practice run for Iraq. I mean, that's what I've been saying all along. No flanks of Slobo, but frankly, everything they said about him was a lie. They staged the massacres. They went in there. They took it over. If anybody was dirty, it was the Croats and the Muslims. And now we see clearly murdered in his jail cell, even Limbaugh saying that. And it's just another shame. I want to get your take on it.
He was certainly demonized. The Western press, not only in the United States, but in Europe, simply writes whatever governments hand them. And the charges against Milosevic are made up, just like the charges that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. In fact, Milosevic was not even in charge of Yugoslavia when it was breaking up. The 1991 order that told the Yugoslavian army to fight the secessionist states was given by the then head of the Yugoslav government, which was Markovic, and he was a darling of the West. Milosevic at the time was simply the head of Serbia. So the whole thing was made up and orchestrated, and what's so amazing is how easy it is to tell massive lies that are transparent and have just about everyone in the world fall for it and believe it. It's an astonishing thing.
Don't we live in the age where the hoaxes are taken as real and reality is scoffed at?
That's a very good way to put it, Alex. I think that's exactly it. I find it very difficult to speak the truth about any subject, and many subjects are simply off limits. But the lies and the hoaxes and the made-up is everywhere. The American people are really, they have no idea of what's going on around them. Unless they listen to you and a few other shows like yours a lot.
Well, the good news is Rupert Murdoch says the mainline media is dying. I mean, Dr. Roberts, I put an ad in the local paper and get 10 responses. I put an ad on Craigslist for employees and get 200. I mean, and Murdoch is saying they are losing control. Do you think they are starting to realize that they're losing all their credibility?
I don't know. I certainly don't think they have any credibility. The so-called mainline media is basically highly concentrated, and it's afraid to offend the government, it's afraid to offend advertisers. So nothing comes out of it other than propaganda.
I agree with you, but looking at Slobodan Milosevic and his death, I mean, I'm billing it as a murder. There's no other way to look at it. It's like he says, I'm going to be killed. They're poisoning me. They have the lights on 24 hours a day. Three guards are in there whenever anyone visits him. And then
right.
they claim, oh, someone smuggled him this leprosy medicine, and
yeah.
he took it himself.
Yeah, well, that doesn't make any sense. There are two ways you can look at him being murdered. One is they murdered him by denying him the medical treatment that he requested. That alone would murder him. Second, the drug found in his blood is known to counteract his heart and blood pressure medicine, that is, to neutralize him. And that would be the second source of murder. Their claim that he was somehow taking the neutralizing medicine in order to get to Russia is nonsensical, because he told John Laughlin recently, who was being called as a witness, that there was no case against him. They had no evidence, which we now know after a trial lasting over 4 years, and they can't convict him. They didn't have a case.
Well, Dr.
So he
Roberts
said, they have no case against me. I'm going to win this. And the Russian government said, if he comes here for treatment, we will deliver him back. And Milosevic wanted to be vindicated. He didn't want to kill himself. He didn't expect to lose the case.
Well, in fact, that's what he told people. He said, I'm fighting for my life. They're not giving me medicine. They're putting stuff in my medicine. And a week before, one of the chief witnesses against him that was about to go back to his side, we're now hearing, oh, he magically dies. And then another witness a few months before died. I mean, that's why he was saying, they're about to kill me. 2 days before they killed him, he's saying, they're poisoning me. There's powder in my food.
Yeah, well, I think that unable to convict him, they couldn't admit that it was all a hoax, that they'd made a mistake, so they killed him. I think that's what happened, yes. I don't know whether they killed him with the medicine or whether they killed him by denying him treatment. Either way, they killed him. Whichever way they did it, he was killed.
But it points towards it with this leprosy drug being put in there.
Yeah, how would he get that? I mean, I agree with you, Alex. There's no way he could have gotten it, and he had no reason to take it.
Well, I mean, listen, folks, Slobo loved to eat. Okay, and he was a little bit overweight. That guy was as skinny as a rail, they're now reporting, because he was battling not to eat, saying there's poison in the food. He would drink out of the sink. So the guy was literally in there basically on a hunger strike fighting to not be killed.
Yeah. You see, most people, though, will simply say, well, he was a brutal dictator, a murderer, a genocide. So what? They killed him. He got what he deserved. Because they believe all the propaganda that we put out that caused him to be taken to The Hague and put on the phony trial in the first place. That's the real problem. Even the people that we could convince he was murdered, most of them think that he deserved it because they've already been brainwashed, you know?
You know what's sick, Dr. Roberts? That creature, that bag of scrofulous matter, Madeleine Albright, who, by the way, her father was the head purger in Czechoslovakia for Stalin, and she has stolen art all over her walls. That's been mainstream news of people her father murdered. She ran with her parents to Serbia, and they protected them from the Nazis. And then she's on TV, you know, laughing at them, saying they deserve to be bombed. I mean, what's wrong with these people?
They're evil. It's very difficult to find anybody in the United States government these days who's not evil, because no decent person would be there associated with the policies. I mean, who would want to be in a government that's a war criminal government? No decent person would be in the United States government today. You couldn't be able to look yourself in the mirror, would you? You're destroying freedom and democracy at home while you're claiming that you're killing tens of thousands of women and children in Iraq in order to bring them freedom and democracy. I mean, really, this is beyond the Nazi type of insanity.
Well, that's true. That's true. We talked about John Yoo, and I mean, he's saying they can crush children's genitalia in front of their parents in torture camps, but Saddam's bad because he allegedly had rape rooms.
Yeah, see, we don't know anything about Saddam. All we know is the lies they've told us. Whether 1% of what they've told us is true, we've got no way of knowing. But we do know that they lie. So there's no way, unless you're an expert and you spend a huge amount of time researching Saddam Hussein and filtering out and trying to see what the story is, you don't know. So we're not told anything.
I've interviewed a lot of colleagues who were in the intelligence agencies when you were in the Reagan administration, and then, of course, the people who were in the Bush 41 administrations. And Saddam was about as good as it gets in the Middle East. That's why, with different administrations, the U.S. liked him. He was secular, left Christians and Jews alone in his country. And they had rock and roll on the radio stations, and they left you alone by and large. And he'd go give speeches with 10,000 people in front of him with AK-47s. I mean, our president doesn't do that. If he's such a dictator, you know, why aren't they blasting him, when he goes and gives a speech? And then they told him to attack Iran. He did it. They gave him the nerve gas, the weapons. He did it. CIA advisors. That's all declassified and admitted. Then they told him, go ahead and go into Kuwait. We don't care. We're your ally. We don't get involved in your affairs. I've been told to stress that from James Baker, that we don't have a position. And April Gillespie smiles at him. And then he does it, and they go in there and commit genocide for 13 years with the sanctions. Now there's an invasion. I mean, it's just despicable.
Well, that's what I said, that there's no such thing as a decent person any longer in the United States government. It's a war criminal government based on lies and deception. There's nothing else can be said for it.
Now, you talk about Iraq and this other excellent piece you've written. Why did Bush destroy Iraq? Now, PNAC says that they want to be there decades, and the Israeli plan from 83 said we want to have the U.S. go in and break it into three parts, and we want civil war. And the Pentagon plan P-20G says the same thing. They say if there's civil war, there'll be an excuse to be there forever. And now Rumsfeld's announced today he wants to go up to 180,000 troops.
Well, I don't know where he's going to get them. I don't know where he's going to get the troops, and I don't know that the what would that be? There'd be about another 40,000 extra. What good that would do them? You know, the recent poll of the troops there showed that the vast majority of the troops want to come home.
72%, yeah.
And they don't believe in the war, and they don't believe that they're being effective or having any positive impact. So I just don't know. I don't know how long the American people will put up with this tyrannical government that lies to them every time it opens its mouth. I think, Alex, you put your finger on it yourself a while back when you said that the 9/11 episode is their cover. As long as the Americans believe the government's lying on 9/11, they're going to let Bush get away with things, because they think that whether he's being effective or not, that his intentions are to protect America. So the 9/11, which I have grave doubts about that story, as you know, I believe that that is
a linchpin in their whole operation, foundational.
Yeah, I think if somehow 11 story was blown, that would be the end of them. And the real danger, as you've also pointed out, is they might pull another operation in order to solidify his power and let them attack Iran.
Well, that's what I feel in my bones. I mean, I go off all the information, the analysis, the facts, but I always go with my guts, my snout. And I smell death, Dr. Roberts.
Well, I think that what we have to ask ourselves is why, when they are trapped in Iraq, a three-year war, they failed to establish control. Now they say they would need more troops, another 40, 50,000. They don't have those troops. Why, when they're in that type of situation, do they want to start another war with Iran?
Well, we know.
Wait a minute, Alex. It's a much larger country. far more resources, military-wise, able to do us positive harm and damage. It could cause the Iraqi Shia to turn on us from the rear. Could the United States possibly win that type of contest unless they intend to nuke them? There's no other way.
Well, I was just going to say that the 40,000 extra troops they admit they want to put in the Basra area, perfect to invade western Iran. So they've said it's not enough.
It's not enough. They can't invade Iran with 40,000 troops.
Well, I agree with you. Well, let's analyze that more on the other side. But they can, with 40,000, go in and hold some of those oil fields right across the border. That's what they've said they want. Claim it's a security zone. Oh, the Iranians are attacking us through this area. We've got to just grab this area that just so happens to have oil on it.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
It's not just Dr. Paul Craig Roberts or classical lefties like Kurt Vonnegut. I mean, it's Bob Woodward giving a speech 2 weeks ago in San Antonio saying, we're going into a dictatorship. One more attack, martial law, Bush is dictator. I mean, those are quotes. Senator Day O'Connor just said that 3 days ago in a speech over the weekend. I mean, this is classical. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. Dr. Roberts, have you heard about DynCorp down in Louisiana to take over a major parish sheriff's departments? And then get paid twice what the sheriff deputies get paid. They're not going to hire back the cops that they furloughed. The feds say, if you want money, you got to hire DynCorp. I mean, that precedent right there, Halliburton to run FEMA centers. I mean, this is getting scarier and scarier.
Yeah, it looks like, it looks also like an enrichment of cronies too, doesn't it? I mean, and it's so blatant. It's so obvious. such a they're privatizing public services in order to funnel taxpayer money to their donors.
And at the same time, they're unaccountable, and then it gives corporate control over our daily lives. That's the definition of fascism.
It certainly is. And I was just looking at Sandra Day O'Connor's remarks to Georgetown University. She says it is the beginnings of a dictatorship, and they're attacking the judiciary as well. So, you know, what are we going to do? I don't know.
Well, the good news is a year ago I was saying dictatorship and people, I mean, I was pretty lonely. But, I mean, everybody I talk to now sees it, Dr. Roberts.
Well, you mean a few thinking people see it.
Sure. I mean, in fact, I want to get your take on these drooling neocon listeners who listen to this fake right-wing radio. It's not conservative, and they just believe any lie that they're told.
Yeah, that's right. They do. They're low IQ people, and they're full of resentments, and the right-wing talk radio knows how to manipulate them. And that's the core of Bush's support.
Well, and most of them are low IQ. They're just stupid. But I've talked to some people who are scared deep down, so they decide to believe the lie, Dr. Roberts. They decide to fool themselves.
You mean they're scared of being in a dictatorship, or they're scared of the terrorists?
Well, they're in denial. I mean, they get real upset. You can see it in their eyes that they know you're telling them the truth, but I just can't believe that. It's just not true. They're just in denial.
Yeah. Now, well, it takes a lot of strength to recognize the truth.
Where do you see it going in Iraq? I mean, I think they're just going to try to get us so deep into a war with Iran in the future, or they're going to attack Iran and hope that Iran strikes back, and then, oh, everybody will be shocked that they fight back, and then we're going to be off the races, and I think they'll force us into a full-bore mobilization and bring in the draft and everything else.
You know, I just don't know what their plan is. If that's the plan, it's highly risky, isn't it? I mean, it's the most... I've never known a government to undertake so many extreme risks and for no clear reason. So I don't know whether...
You keep using the Hitler parallel. He was nuts and started attacking everybody, too.
Well, yes, but he at least had an agenda, and he may have done okay had he not marched off into Russia. It may well be that if Bush marches off into Iran, he will have done the equivalent of Hitler marching off into Russia. It may be more than they can chew. I think.
Same thing Napoleon did.
Yeah, right. You know, I wrote a few months back that maybe our best hope was just to let the fool loose, and the more he attacks, the quicker he'll fall.
And then we're left with a police state he put in place, and a Hillary Clinton or somebody else steps into those shoes.
Be as dangerous as Bush.
Oh, yeah. Five more minutes with you, Doctor, on the other side. I got a few more questions, and thank you so much for joining us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.